Awesome. Here we are back at it on the Monday night. A one-hour show with Winfrey, a wild card, as usually on the Monday. And this is a simulcast with a conference call. And we had someone else join in. I welcome you. Feel free to say a name or location.
Hi. This is Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everybody.
Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you, Hi.
All right. And for those that joined in online through BBS, happy Monday to you. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, it's Bonnie in California.
Welcome, Bonnie. Good evening.
Hi. Thank you.
All right. BBS, can you hear me? BBS Studio. So today it is Monday, the 4th of January. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Mr. Herman, welcome, Don.
Hello, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hi. Just us four.
I don't know.
Sounds like it.
They partied too hard. That was the weekend, huh?
It's lightweights.
That's right.
I'm ready.
I need to text somebody.
Yeah, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Welcome, Terry. Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, Terry. Good evening.
You don't win his turn?
What?
Don, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Terry, you don't win his 20?
Win has what?
Do you know his 20, his location, where he's at?
Yeah, he's in the very next room, and he knows about the code, and he'll be
right
there.
All right.
I was going to say, I've been hearing that a lot of the people in the hospital and stuff are refusing to get vaccinated.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Oh, really?
Good evening. Welcome to the Cope Show, please. Say your name and location.
Joy in Squim, Washington.
Welcome,
Hi, Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Thanks.
So is it not mandatory for the hospital employees, nurses? Welcome to the conversation.
Location. Roger in Austin. Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Welcome, Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
Mandatory in the sense that they might get fired if they don't get it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think maybe they'd rather get fired than get injected with that crap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. My sister is a microbiologist. And she had to get it as part of her job.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Welcome, John.
Hi, John.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
You got a new nickname, John.
What's that?
The new nickname is Lindsay Stevens.
That's what?
Lindsay Stevens.
Lindsay Stevens, who's that?
That's the name that you dial in under.
An AKA more than a pseudonym, more than a nickname.
Yeah.
Nickname longer than his regular name.
Yeah. That's weird. Yeah.
Just my cell phone because the landline is down right now. Internet.
Do you have a new cell phone or recently or not? New number.
No, this is my cell phone number. I rarely dial in on this, but occasionally I do.
That could be the person that had it before you.
Right.
That
right.
Number.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And for those folks that joined in online through BBS, we do not hear your dings, but we are welcome. We welcome you and glad that you're here for the 1 hour wild card on the night. It went free. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
I had trouble getting in. Did anybody else?
A little.
No.
Yeah, it took me eight tries.
Oh, really?
Wow. Jeannie, you're in California, aren't you?
Yeah.
A lot of, it seems like the people on the West Coast are having trouble. Makes me wonder if it's seismic or something, you know. Who knows?
I don't know.
I the backup number.
Go ahead.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, oh, hi, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
But if you dial a couple of times and it doesn't work, just go to the backup number.
Yeah, I did, but
right.
I just wondered if anybody else had trouble.
My technique.
We are being recorded, and this is Monday.
This
April
is
like,
Win
16th, 2012. Winfrey and Jerry Brown in Sedona, Arizona. And
my technique, if I don't get in right away, instead of the backup number, I just start swearing at my phone.
That's the thing. You do before you start swearing. Before you start swearing, then you need to use the backup number.
I've tried that.
In German.
I know a couple of swear words in German. I used to.
Steve.
Welcome back, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
I know one in French.
You probably. One, at least one.
I know a couple in Dutch.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm bragging about that.
It's not really. Yeah. He speaks a whole different language, Don. He knows all the words.
First things I learned is food and swear words.
That's right. That's the important stuff.
And to those that just joined in online through BBS Radio, the show is live. We are here. We're waiting for Wynn to get online with us, and then we'll shake it from there.
The French one, I actually learned from watching French movies, French film.
I had French in grade school. I don't remember a whole lot of it. I enjoyed it. And I had Spanish later.
I was up in Quebec City once, and I was sitting in a restaurant. It was really nice listening to the French women speak French there.
It sounds so pretty. But yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah, it's really an attractive language, yeah.
Romantique.
Everything just sounds so artsy.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, hi, it's Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Hello,
hi,
Lauren.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi. Well, it took a bit to get on.
Oh, see?
I've had that trouble too.
Yeah. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn and Sedona. It's all Gary's fault.
Right, I take responsibility for everything in the whole world, Jerry.
You know, the problem is he will not stop being hungry.
Uh-oh.
She wants to, that's good. When she was sick, she didn't want to eat.
Okay, we're going to start. We're going to start, okay?
24 minutes left at this point.
Okay, hurry up.
All right, today it is the 4th.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is January 4th, 2021. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And I'm going to do a replay, and I want to get started on it. But just to give you a slight bit of introduction on this replay, and this was quite incredible and unexpected. Most of you have heard the story of Rata. Rata was an early life of David Wilcock, Edgar Casey, in Egypt. And according to Edgar Casey, Rata was doing miracles of healing and building the pyramids by levitation. According to David Wilcock, according to Carlo Ruckert, Rata was having visitations from the Ra group, who were walking amongst the people. And sometime back, actually the Ra group through Carlo Ruckert said that it was not a good thing to have done what they did with those interventions. And they said that the priesthood picked it up and it became used in a negative way. In other words, this was 10,000 years ago, and that the priesthood was very threatened by these Ra angelic beings physicalizing themselves in a way people could see them, because it was hard for the priesthood to compete with that. And the people looked up to these Ra visitors as God of sorts. And that when Rata, who was the one who was the connection that allowed this to happen, when Rata died, the priesthood started using the word Ra, but it was not the Ra group. In general, when you hear the word Ra applied to Egypt, it is negative sources. And hang on, let me mute those. And they were running Egypt for thousands of years under this negative Ra. So I hope this is the right one that I have queued up to play. We did a talk on crop circles. And in one of the crop circles, there was a picture of a gray in the crop circle, a gray alien. And I believe we were talking about it. Now, I'm not sure now. I might be confused here. I better start it before I tell you what it's about, just in case. 39 minutes left. 39?
Yes.
Wait, why is that?
39 plus 15 plus 5 makes, yes.
It should be 40 minutes.
Oh, no, you're 44. Sorry, yeah, 44.
Yeah.
My calculator was off.
Okay.
No, not 44. 39. It is 39.
Okay, we are being recorded, and this is Monday, April 16th. And continuity and support through this shift our planet's going. I'm sure they know. Now, they may not want to tell us. But I didn't do a dress rehearsal and say to them, are you guys willing to talk about this? So if they don't, we'll have to change the subject. But I think they will. And if you're not aware of what crop circles are, you can certainly do a Google search on it. But mainly in England, there have been these very unusual designs that would appear overnight in fields. And the designs are geometrical. The designs I'm looking at some pictures here. Yeah, I'll read a little bit about crop circles just to set the stage. Crop circles come in many different shapes. The most basic is a signal circle. Circles may also come in sets of 2, 3, and 4. The stalks inside a crop circle are typically bent into what is known as a swirl pattern. I should mention that crop circles are usually pretty big, sometimes hundreds of feet across, and they appear overnight. The stalks inside of a crop circle are typically bent into what is known as a swirl pattern, and the circles may spin clockwise or counterclockwise. In patterns with several circles, one circle may spin clockwise and another counterclockwise. Crop circles can range in size from a few inches to a few hundred feet across. Many early crop circles were simple circular designs, but after 1990, they became more elaborate. More complex crop patterns called pictograms emerged. Crops can be made to look just like about anything, smiling faces, flowers, or even words. Sometimes they have unique designs, but they can also be based on ancient motifs. Some of the more sophisticated patterns are based on mathematical equations. Astronomer and former Boston University professor Gerald Hawkins studied crop circles and found that the positions of the circles, triangles, and other shapes were based on specific numerical relationships. In one crop circle that had an outer and inner circle, the area of the outer circle was exactly 4 times that of the inner circle. And it goes on and on and on. But in any case, this has been a tremendous mystery. And it's very rarely in the news. Nonetheless, what is causing these crop circles? Where do they come from? Why people have speculated about this for years. And many people think that it's ETs and flying saucers that are communicating with us. And when I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, if you have that book, you'll notice on the back of the book is a picture of a crop circle. And in that crop circle, it's the design of the winged bird that represented Ra in Egypt. And that was a crop circle. So I did a channeling at that time. And we asked about it. I can't remember. I think it was through Terry. And I said, who's making the crop circles? And they said, by and large, the Ra group. And, of course, the Ra group is the group I was talking about earlier. It's composed of beings that graduated this realm, got off the wheel of reincarnation. And they're a huge group. It's hard to imagine how they are. I mean, I asked questions about it, and they said they were like a template of energy spread through the solar system and the universe. So in other words, they were part of the energetic flow And they have the ability to work as a team and talk to people down here. And they have the abilities to do other things as well. And I don't know all the limitations and the extent of what they can do or not do. And I don't know all the limitations of what the Elohim can do or not do. But we know that they most definitely can do things that couldn't be done by the normal laws of the physical universe. For example, the Ra group can disable weapons from going off. And I think maybe, I don't know if the Elohim could do that. Maybe they could, but they don't, because it's in the hands of the Ra group. And one of their criterias, both groups, is they honor free will. So they don't intrude on our evolution unless we ask them. Now, most people, if they knew that such groups really existed, they'd be asking. But most people don't know they exist. And it's okay if you just ask God, that'll end up going into their realm, and they can answer that, I believe. But most people aren't even sure that there's something called God. So part of the work we're doing is convincing people they exist so that if you ask for something, that there really is someone up there that can answer and help. But they don't like to be thought of as God. You can see how easily the idea of God came about, because you have this invisible source that honors free will and has their criteria that you must ask for something to happen. And that easily could turn into giving up your power into some nameless, faceless mystery that we call God. And that's okay, because the idea of God in the traditional sense may not be the most accurate visualization, but it's close enough so that it works. They have described something that's called the one infinite creator, or maybe the first cause, the initial cause, and the Elohim or breakaways from the one infinite creator. And we've already had many calls talking about that, so we're not going to go into it again today. Today's topic is the crop circles. And what provoked me to pick this topic for tonight is this video that Daniel sent me. And in the video, and I sent the link out today, I suggest you look at it. There was some kind of signal that was sent into space some years ago with the idea of seeing if there was any intelligence out there that would answer that signal. And I guess it was a radio signal of some sort. And years later, there was a crop circle that seemingly answered signal. There was a coded kind of pictograph on the signal they were sending out. And this crop circle appeared, and it had the same pictograph on it. And there was adjoining to this pictograph, there was the face of a gray. And shortly thereafter, there was another crop circle with another face of a gray, and there was something that they were able to translate. Now, I don't know how they translated this. I haven't studied it. I'm not an expert on crop circles. Now, there's a lady I do know who is an expert. Maybe I'll have her on the show sometime. But the picture had a gray. You know what a gray is? That's like an alien that looks like one of Steven Spielberg's aliens from Close Encounters or from E.T. Those guys with big eyes and rounded heads. Now, we've had a lot of experience studying grays and asking some questions about grays. And according to our information, Terry's and mine and different sources I cross-referenced, the grays were a dying race. And somehow they got radioactive on their home planet. And it affected their genes and their ability to reproduce. And so they have been reproducing themselves by cloning. And the clones were getting weak. And they were going to die out as a race if they didn't figure out some way to fix this. So for some period of time, they have been doing hybrids with humans. And when you hear about abductions, it's usually one source of abductions, and I know abductions are real. One source of abductions is the grays who are doing hybrids and creating hybrid babies with the idea of incarnating into them, and so their race doesn't die. So now there's a picture of a gray in a crop circle with a message sent out to space. And I may not have this exactly right, but there's another picture of a gray with a message coming back. And there was some way they translated this, and it says, beware of those that, I really should read this directly, but I'm going to paraphrase it. Beware of those that seem to come to help you because they have an agenda. Now,
I can read it exactly here. I have it up.
Yeah, what does it say?
Beware the bearers of false gifts and their broken promises. Much pain, but still time. There is good out there. We oppose deception, conduit closing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, there's that message next to a picture of a gray. Now, we know there's a lot of evidence to this. Now, I'm going to run another ET workshop, and if you haven't heard that, you should participate next time I run it, because I'll give all the details. But according to our understanding, and I am sure this is true, this gray ET race made a bargain with our government in the 40s, I believe. And in that bargain, they were going to give technological advances for permission to abduct people. And our government made the deal. And so many of the high-tech technological advances we have right now are part of that deal. But there's something wrong with the agenda, because the Greys didn't keep their end of the bargain, and they were supposed to report. There was supposed to be a limitation on how many they abducted, and et cetera, et cetera. And so there's an agenda on their part, I believe, to take over our planet, and that there's beings above them that control them that are part of it. And this crop circle is a warning to say, don't believe those who bring gifts. And there's still time.
This is Lynn Live, and I just want to make a comment. From the time we did this till now, I learned that it was President Eisenhower that made that deal with the Greys.
That's why.
Wait a second. And His granddaughter actually goes around, her name is Laura Eisenhower, and gives talks about this. And one of the things that's happened is that as a result of this deal, the Greys started building underground bases in collaboration with our government, which still exists now. And part of this whole thing about the deep state is the Greys collaborating with power people in power structures in order to fulfill their agenda. So that's not very well known. It is if you study it, but it's not, you know, it's not just the deep state. It goes deeper than that.
I'm talking about this. I don't like to talk about this stuff because for many people, they're hearing it for the first time. And number one, it could be scary. And number two, they might be thinking I'm wackier than I was. And so I have to take the risk of people thinking that. But if you explore these things, there's a lot of stuff on the internet backing it up. And the thing about it is, you don't want to become preoccupied with it, but you want to know enough about it so you have some discernment. For example, one of the things I've read is that there is one agenda of the negative to bring the planet in such a state of desperation that there would be a spaceship landing. But those ships that land are going to look like they're positive, but they're not going to be positive. And everyone will have to set everything up so that there's a predisposition to welcome them as positive and as our ET saviors. And so if this is something, if there's any remote truth to that, you're going to want to do your own study and see about that, because one day you may have to make a decision, and you're going to need this kind of information to make that decision. So on this crop circle, there was a definite warning to humanity about that, but most people would never figure it out. And a lot of people are still thinking ETs are positive. So that's one of the reasons I chose this topic today, because it's very possible that particular crop circle was made by the Ra Group. So we're going to, without further ado, do a little protective invocation. And we're going to ask our sources about crop circles in general, what we can learn from them, how they make them, who's making them. Are any of them being made by the negative? We do know occasionally some are made by humans. I don't think the humans can do as good a job, but they've caught humans running around in fields trying to chop down weeds and make something. But I don't think that's, if you look up crop circles and you look at some of the pictures, you'll see they're far too complex for even a few humans to make in a single evening. Okay, so we're going to call it. Now I'm just going to tell you, this is Wynn live, and this was. Prepare yourself. Hold a lot of light energy. Because when we started doing this and Ra'an was answering and Terry was channeling, what happens when Terry channels is if we ask a question about something, she ends up going traveling
to what we're asking the question about, traveling with the sources. And what happened was a high gray came into the field, and we had to cut the session short. And you'll hear it. It's going to happen right now.
For the light, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And we will wait right now for the identification of our sources.
We greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. This is the 16th of April, 2012. We are mindful of the topic that you have chosen tonight. And we see that there are alien beings that have joined us and are observing us tonight in this call. And these alien beings have been having an extremely hard time and have been seeking to make inroads into the siphoning off of the resources of planet Earth and the furthering of their race and their children. And they consider their life is dependent upon the resources. And they have grief in that they are fearful that they may not be able to survive. And they have shame in that they have not been able to perpetuate their race in a manner that is so desirous, and they have grief, and that they are backed up against the wall. And this is the heart and root of some of the agendas that they are seeking to surreptitiously or otherwise to infiltrate and bring to pass. They seek the survival of their children, and they seek the survival of their race. And they feel that they need the race of humans to bring sustenance and strength and new genes into their race. Their actions at some level are a plea for help. Those are our comments.
Are we in a safe zone talking about this on this call tonight?
It depends upon your point of view, whether you are in a safe zone. We have entered into the conversation from a safe aspect.
Yes.
We do not wish to discuss safety any longer.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, anyone who's listening in...
It makes them very nervous. We take a look at the heart of their problem. And we send them love, light.
It's my understanding...
May I ask a question, Vin?
No. About this?
Yes.
We wish to hear this question.
Okay, go ahead. I've been overridden.
May I ask, if we love our enemy like our friend, can there be a peaceful resolution if we as a group of humans work together on this?
They are desperate and seeking help, and they have a very hard road to haul, and we see that loving your enemy like your friend, if it is done right, considering that they are backed against the wall, that you need awareness in how to deal with them and in seeing their vibrations and you need to approach them with the knowledge that they are backed against the wall and as one of the species of humans, alien humans, they have the flight response. They have been backed into a corner by their genetic decline and are valiantly seeking to reestablish their strength.
If they were to have asked the Elohim and Ra group for help, were there possibilities of solutions that may not have been obvious to them?
To some degree, the emotions have been read out, and they have become technological, taking the technology route, and found solace in the technology route, and not thinking of the emotion of connection. Yet they feel the grief of the loss of grip upon the future of their race and feel the solution is to create new genes, new their DNA. They are very intelligent, and they have had the emotions to some degree bred out of them, and they have seeked to survive with technology and smarts, and they desperately need emotion and caring, as their bodies do not hold that. Their bodies have been programmed to be the sharpest and smartest, and to override emotion, yet they feel the emotion of loss, and they, around the edges, are hoping to reestablish this connection, this ability to feel, and they can intellectually know that they, their bodies have lost the holding of that to a large degree, but as spirits, they can still feel it.
If compassion is extended towards them, can they feel that compassion?
They as spirits can. Their bodies, it has been brought out to totally resonate with that. They totally resonate with the achievements of technology. And if you enter by that door, they do feel success and affinity for this type of thing. And they do feel achievement. Over many of the years, they have lost their DNA, their programming of their bodies have lost the ability for deep connection. And they, their bodies have been programmed to shut it out and to move towards technology.
So I'm going to move
there
back.
There has been, in their past, a perceived weakness with feeling of emotion and a perceived strength in and mastery in proceeding without emotion, as if this would handle the human aspect of their life. We include them in humans in a way, although they do have this other aspect which separates them from the human race, as well as looks and the makeup of their body. They have inclined more towards inanimate silicon in their body, which does not pick up and resonate the emotions as the human DNA does, as they have and bred to take this silicon base and to weave the fabric of their body matrix with that, which then they cannot resonate within the human emotional way.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. With this information is not generally known to all the a few people. Only a few people have realized what it is that is different and why the grays cannot feel emotion. It is their body makeup that has been honed over millions of years to breed out emotion, which they feel is weakness. Although as spirits, they do feel the emotion.
Now, did I understand that a silicon-based, they have a silicon-based system and we have a carbon-based system. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say that they were breeding out emotions, did they choose to do that as a race, or was that done to them by other genetic scientists?
There were several genetic scientists within their race, and they were trying to make the best race possible. And there was a consideration within the race that it was wrong to have grief and to cry and to have caring. It was an attempt to survive by being more macho, more attempt to get along with the third density and to go along with its pain and its suffering. And they have tried very, very hard to overcome pain and suffering through developing the silicon-based system. And so the individual bodies can be more macho, can be more survivable, in that they can weather the tumultuous turns in fate by living in the third density better by having a silicon-based body.
Who made the crop circle that we have been referring to at the beginning of this talk?
The crop circles are made generally by us as well, and we bring information to you in the crop circle.
Now, I hope BBS isn't going to cut us off. They haven't had a show after us. I'd like to continue this conversation a bit. If we get cut off, then we'll continue it next week, but we'll try to go a little longer. How does the Ra group make crop circles?
It is with electrical interaction with the plants, with electrical density manipulation of the straw, density manipulation with imaging the straw and less density in some parts and more density in the other, which causes it to curl in various ways, in which we have determined to make the message imprint on the draw.
How long does it take in Earth time to complete one of these complex crop circles?
It can be done in layers. It takes a few hours.
And it's not done through spaceships or anything like that. It's done through energetic interface with the plants directly from the raw group. Correct?
We are being watched as we do this show. And your answer is correct, but we are attracting too much attention on this show right now.
Mm-hmm.
We wish to
bring it to a close. All right. I would like to ask that right at this moment, we take the information that we've learned on this show, and we're going to create a new moment, a brand new moment, right at this moment, where we bring in the highest realms of light projecting through the realms, through all of us, and into the earth, and rebirth this moment into a new moment. And that all of you do that and clear the space right now and establish that connection. Take a moment. Okay. we're going to go over the whole planet healing. And I hope I didn't upset any of you by playing that. But it's the truth. I know it's the truth. And we'll see you in a moment.
Unmuted.
Maybe we can continue that discussion again, Wynn.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I am not going to continue that again. All right? I mean, that's the only time they have ever cut a session off. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember. I listened to that before. And, yeah, no, you had to bless the entire call, I remember.
Yeah. So, listen, we got to get off. We got to go over the whole planet healing. And don't ask a bunch
Thank
of questions
you.
About that, okay?
Thank you. I handled it well.
We're still on BBS.
Okay. What's that, Hayes?
We are still on BBS.
Hello, Wynn, do you know if there's video on YouTube?
Wait,
I saw.
No, be quiet, John. Everyone on BBS, we're going over to Whole Planet Healing.
We dropped out.
We dropped out?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
The Ra group is on there.
This session is no longer being recorded.